Today is Monday, April 5th, 2004. And this is Default Daily. Everybody, this is Decoder.
It's the White Swords with a sad day.
Oh yeah. White Sword crying over there.
He's dead. It's been 10 years.
10 fucking years, man. What are you talking about?
10 years, that's a long time.
It's a long fucking time. But anyway, you're on phone number 206-736-1234, and this is the daily default telephonic program of,
the radio show.
Kind of. Ah, man. But yeah, man, fucking April 5th, 2004. 10 years since Kurt Cobain flew his own head, I guess, if you want to say it like that.
I don't know, man. I know a lot of the radio stations are doing, like, Memorial Day, where it's all about him and stuff.
They don't have to.
I just look at it as, like, glorifying a suicide.
Well, you know what really... See, this isn't about phones, but whatever. I'm going to say it anyway. I don't know. People should have saw this fucking cover from this dude, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. if you listen to... What's the Smells Like Teen Spirit, right?
Yeah.
Dude, that song, that's just fucking pure irony right there. Because that fucking song was about, like, not wanting to be famous and have people like you. And that's the song he got famous off of. How fucked up is that, man?
Well, I mean, most of his stuff was just kind of, I don't know.
Especially that song where he's like, fucking, I feel contagious or whatever.
Come on. It's been a while since that was. I don't really care for Nirvana personally.
They were a good band. They were a good punk band.
I mean, yeah, you know, I called it the radio station bitch because I wanted an all tool day. And, you know, the guy's saying, you're going to give me credit, you changed music. I'm like, whatever.
Who?
But he did do some stuff.
Cobain?
Yeah.
It's punk, man. Punk. Yeah. It's the people who fucking really didn't know what punk was that mostly... We're like, oh, this is amazing shit. It's like, yeah, it's punk. Okay.
I thought he was all about the grunge.
That's a made-up fucking mass media fucking ridiculous term.
Yeah.
Nirvana made punk music, man.
Okay. I'll agree with you. I don't care for punk, personally.
Oh, you know.
That's just me.
But anyway, what the fuck is going on in telephones today? Anything?
Not much, man.
Yeah, I haven't been doing shit with freaking, man. I've been worrying about fucking trying to get Win 2000 to fucking work.
I'll have to say this, though. Everybody I've been talking to so far has been asking about my Millennium phone. I think like 3 or 4 people are getting one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I got talking to Voodoo Hal, and he was thinking about getting one. And there's been a couple people, man. It's a good phone, man. I like it. There's a lot of good shit with it. I mean... Pretty decent phone, I think.
Wait, which phone?
My engage.
Oh, you said millennium. I was like, millennium? What the fuck are you talking about?
I had just looked at the millennium manual.
All right. Yeah, I was going to be like, Strom got a millennium.
I've been talking to a couple people, Matt, and they're all just like, yeah, I like that phone, you know?
Well, so far, I looked at the statistics, and you're the only one who bought one in the world.
I don't think so.
You and one guy in fucking Topeka, Kansas.
Well, neither. Well, listen, there's a couple people that have them, too. Come on.
No, I'm only kidding.
You're just jealous.
Yeah, well, I'm just jealous. That's it. That's fucking it. But anyway, man, there's going to be people listening to this. What the fuck do they want to know about? Because I sure as shit don't know. I don't have any numbers because they're all on my other computer that I just don't feel like turning on. I don't have any fucking any news. There's been no free.
Huh? Because you're a goofy 2600 or your 2000 bucks.
Blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, speaking of 2600, yeah, that's one thing I could talk about.
Did you go?
Huh?
Did you go?
No. But, fucking, if you look at the BinRev forums, it looks like fucking there's going to be a new Connecticut 2600 starting up.
Oh, yeah,
new meeting,
that.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. Anybody in fucking that area, I'm going to be there probably. Just because I don't feel like going to the fucking the Citicorp. You know what I'm saying?
That's been Curious Georgia doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, Westport, Connecticut. That's where that's going to be at. And, you know, seriously, man, I really just don't feel like going to the Citicorp building on a fucking Friday night at rush hour.
Yeah, totally.
It's not something I'm going to be into, you know. And enough to mention, you know, I could fucking take the train. You know how much this shit costs?
How much?
A lot.
Well, how much is a lot?
A lot.
$1.50?
Man, no. Kidding me?
Are you talking about Amtrak or... The L train.
Nah, not even not the subway, man. I'm just telling you, the fucking trains, the commuter trains, are fucking money.
Like
10 buck round trip, and then you gotta fucking walk to the Citicorp building, so if you wanna fucking get like an all-day Metro card, fine, $2 for the all-day Metro card, you know what I'm saying? And you're still paying 10 bucks for the commuter train. So 10 bucks plus 2 bucks, $12 for me to go to the fucking meeting, and that's just getting there. I'm gonna have to get, you know, a 6-pack of beer, or no, maybe not, you know.
Well, just go collect some bottles and cans, man.
Bottles and cans. After the month, I got the $12.
That's right.
Nah, it's just I don't think... just one of those things, man. And you got somebody like Murdoch, who comes to that shit from, like, PA every month.
He'll give you a ride.
Yeah, he'll give me a ride, I bet.
He'll show up, he'll just tell me the direction how to get to your house.
Yeah, okay.
Come on.
Oh, man. But yeah, man, I think it's a good idea. I'm going to be fucking going to the one in fucking in Connecticut. Apparently, there's no Connecticut meetings listed anymore in 2600.
Oh, yeah?
There used to be one. Yeah, fucking GM was talking about that last night, if you were on at that point or if you were too busy with the other project. But,
project.
Yeah, the other project. Wink, wink.
Yep.
But, yeah, he was talking, there was one in Bridgeport that's not around anymore. There was one in Meriden that was fucking really dead. And apparently it was so fucking dead that just, you know, it's not in the fucking back of the magazine anymore.
Yeah. And it's hard to even get, this probably, maybe, that's what I was talking about 2600, man. There's meetings going all over the place that aren't going in the back of that magazine.
Yeah, and there's meetings in the back of the magazine that fucking no one goes to.
Yeah. Well, it's even like that guy, man. I've been trying to end him messaging that we've moved our meeting, and he's just like...
Yep.
You know, he just hasn't responded.
Then they got they got the goddamn Great Falls, Montana meeting listed. Nobody goes to that shit.
Yeah.
Actually, no. There is no Great Falls, Montana meeting listed.
Well, the thing is the building that we have our meeting is closed. They tore it down. So you're going to go to the old meeting place, the building's going to be gone.
What's there now? An abandoned lot?
Yeah, I mean, it's just dead, empty space.
Yeah, you should have the meeting there. What's wrong with that, man?
Because, you know, I don't care about it. Everybody has to bring their laptop.
Oh, because people like to fucking sit down. Oh, poor fucking babies.
Well, you know, I've always liked the idea of having I can't remember his name, because runs the meeting down in California, and they have it at the train station. I think that's great. I think that's where I'd like to hold it. When I tried to take over the 2600 meeting out here, that's where I was going to hold it at.
Everybody's trying to take over the 2600 meeting.
Yeah, there was nobody going. And, so I think I'd put some organization into it, and turns out there actually is a meeting going on somewhere. And
you didn't know about.
Yeah, and I didn't know about it.
Nice. Like, why is anybody going to this one of the abandoned buildings?
Yeah, so I decided to put up little flyers. I said it there were. People showed up, and they're like, yeah, there's a meeting over at this other building. Oh, now I fucking know.
That's funny, man.
Yeah.
But I don't know, sometimes these meetings take off. Like, fucking Roger Five was saying that when he was in fucking Phoenix, right?
Mm-hmm.
That this was like 2 years ago, I think. That he was saying, at least the time, he went once, and he said it was fucking dead. The Phoenix meeting.
Yeah.
Now, you fucking see, man. Go to oldschoolfreak.com. You know what I'm saying? There's fucking mad people at the fucking Phoenix meeting now.
Yeah.
Like, mad fucking people. And Roger was saying it was dead 2 years ago. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's just mere conjecture. That's just what he's saying. Maybe he was in the wrong place like you.
Yeah, probably. I just, I don't know about the other one, but from what I hear about stories, other people have a more organized. I go to mine, it's like, there's one guy. I'm like, nobody will do anything until this one guy shows up. And
they have to have the leader?
Well, that's what and I try to explain to these people, there's no such thing as a leader in this place. I mean, there's people who set up stuff, but the meeting can still go on without this guy here.
Yeah, if that fucker ain't there, you can still do shit, not just sit there and sit on your fucking hands.
And that's what I'm saying. It's like, if everybody kicks back and it's just talking, but as soon as it comes to it, everybody kind of groups into a little conspiratorial circle. I'm like, come on now, I gotta go.
And what the hell does that guy do? Anything good? What does he pull rabbits out of his hat?
I don't know. And the thing is, all he does is bring all his petition stuff.
What does he make it political?
Yeah, and I told him that I don't want to hear that crap. I didn't come to the point to kind of make this hear his views on a political and sign his petition to become the next governor.
Well, just because your politics are wrong doesn't mean you can't vote for anyone else.
George Bush kicks ass, and you just need to realize that.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
And speaking of political, we don't want to get into political on this show either.
Yeah, we do. This show is completely political.
Well, then you know what? You suck, George Bush rules.
We could all talk about how George Bush ruined this country.
He didn't ruin this country.
His daddy did a good job ruining it, and he's doing a better job ruining it.
What are we talking about? Something a little more important than your goofy views?
Yeah, okay. Someone who thinks George Bush is good.
He is good, man.
Okay.
He is. If you don't like it, you can get the fuck out of the country.
No, you see the thing is?
You're anti-American.
Yeah, okay.
Go to Canada. Go to Afghanistan if you don't like the country so much.
Okay. They have more freedom over there, which is scary.
Oh, okay.
They do.
Yeah, we run around in parkas and,
parkas? You mean a bird?
Whatever the hell they're called. Circus.
Yeah, dude, what you don't understand is, that's when all that shit was going down with the government that we pretty much installed there. As soon as fucking that government left, things are pretty much all right.
Well, it's going good now because George Bush is putting some good stuff over there, man.
What are you talking about? He just went over there and took a government that that was installed there by the U.S. He took them out of power. Big fucking deal.
Okay.
Well, good fucking job.
Yeah, I heard your little rant about how we're just firing our boss or whatever and putting a new boss in.
What are you talking about?
They're saying that we put him in and now we're going to put in a new boss.
Of course. Who do you think Hamid Karzai is?
Yeah.
And what do you think he's going to do? The same shit.
He's a fear bush. It's as simple as that.
Okay. The guy has a fucking negative IQ.
Just listen to Rush Limbaugh and you'll get the right answers of life.
If I have to do what?
Just listen to Rush Limbaugh. He's got the right views.
Rush Limbaugh is one of the biggest fucking idiots on the planet. And that's a fucking... And believe me, there are a lot of fucking morons on this fucking planet. And there are a lot of morons in this fucking country. And for him to be one of the biggest ones... That's saying a lot, man. He deserves an award.
That's what's so great about this country that you don't like and the way it's run is you have the freedom to say that. Because Afghanistan...
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Bush, if it was up to Bush and fucking Limbaugh and people like that fucking dumb cunt fucking Ann Coulter, you wouldn't have the right to say what you wanted to say if it was up to them. So why don't you fucking do some research on that, man, and come back to me. If it was up to them, you wouldn't have that right. If it was completely up to them, if you left it up to them, you wouldn't have that right to say anything. when you, if you want to believe in fucking anti-Americans, and you know, vote for a fucking fascist president, and listen to some fat bastard retard on fucking TV who says that there were more trees, who says there's more trees now in the rainforest than before we started chopping them down. Well, and, you know, there's more Native Americans in this country than before we killed them all.
Yeah.
This guy saying dumb shit like that, man, the guy's a fucking moron. The guy, what are you talking about?
I didn't hear it.
To his book.
I read his book, and I don't remember reading anything about it.
You didn't read his book.
I read both of them on audio tape, okay?
You read it on audio tape?
Yeah.
You read the cover?
No, Rush Limbaugh read the book too.
Well, wait a minute. Rush Limbaugh's books on tape are fucking read by himself?
Yeah.
Oh, God, somebody needs to kill that guy.
How is that bad? That shows that he wants to get his views across in his own voice.
It shows that he's a fucking goddamn egomaniac.
No, come on.
Yeah, what do you mean?
It's cheaper to read it yourself than to hire some dude to read it for you.
From a guy who used to have, like, fucking 10,000 of his books behind him on his show.
That was great.
He's not an egomaniac.
Cool. I love that show, man. I wish it was mad when they canceled that. I like that show.
You're out of your mind.
Come on.
If I wanted to listen to some idiots, what's the difference between Rush Limbaugh and fucking somebody like, I don't know, let's just say Hitler?
Hitler kills people and Rush Limbaugh talks on the radio.
Hitler didn't kill anybody. He had other people do it for him.
See, Hitler tried to take over the world, Rush Limbaugh talks on the radio. Wow, there's a big difference there, buddy.
Not much.
I don't think Rush Limbaugh has that army that will take over the world.
You're splitting hairs here. You're like, oh, Hitler has a mustache, Rush Limbaugh doesn't. Come on, man.
Oh, okay. So I don't think Rush Limbaugh has concentration camps.
Then here's a better one. What's the difference between Hitler and Bush? Quiet. The deafening silence.
Sorry. There's a lot of difference. You don't see Bush taking over the world, do you?
Yeah, I do, actually.
You know what? I'll tell you what. I think it's good, because all these little countries that think they're going to stand up to us and start bombing us, you know what? We need to drop more.
Dude, where did you come up with that? No country has ever fucking done that.
You can't come over and fuck with America, because we'll fight back.
What are you talking about? Nobody ever came and fucked with America from any of those countries.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Nobody from Afghanistan, not Saddam Hussein, not the fucking Taliban, none of them ever came to fuck with us.
Okay.
We just want to wave our dick around.
Did we forget about 9/11?
Excuse me? You know who did that? Not Iraq, not Afghanistan. So then what's the point?
Okay. Well, then why is it that after the first bombing of the Trade Towers, or the first Saddam changed his views. We started wearing the rags on his head, and he started changing his views of his things. He had something to do with it. Just accept it.
Dude, what are you, retarded?
Okay, whatever.
He had something to do with it.
He did. He helped finance it.
Oh, God. Really? That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Well, then, really, he helped finance it? You really believe that?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay, well, we financed him, so then that we just financed it, right? The U.S. fucking did it, right? The U.S. must have financed it, since we fucking financed him for 20 fucking years. Just like we financed the fucking Taliban, just like we financed Bin Laden.
So it looks like
it's all just coming right back around on us. So we fucking bought it and fucking. That's pretty fucked up, man.
Okay,
if that's what you're saying.
Okay.
That's what it sounds like you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever.
At the end of the day, it's alright though. Because I know that I'm an American, and that the people who fucking run this country and vote for Bush are un-Americans. It's all right, though.
Well, you know what? When I go to the ballot and I click that big check for yes for Bush, or and I punch that...
It's an anti-American vote.
It is not.
It's an anti-American vote. You're voting against what America stands for.
Okay.
That's the way they should put it towards you. They try to lie to you and say, it's just to vote for Bush, and Bush is a great patriot. Yeah, okay. In the eyes of fucking people who don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Or that believe in your crazy biblical views.
You mean the truth?
The truth.
Yeah, and the truth would sound crazy to someone who believes a lie. Of course it would. If you think the earth is flat, somebody comes up and says the earth is round, you think they're fucking crazy. It doesn't matter what they fucking think. Because at the end of the day, there's the truth.
There's two different things, bro.
There's the truth, and there's people's opinions.
Yeah.
And everyone has an opinion.
That's right.
But you know what? But at the end of the day, the truth is still the truth.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's it at Default Daily. And everyone knows that fucking if you vote for Bush, to kill yourself because you're a fucking piece of garbage. You don't deserve to be in this country. You need to move to fucking Iraq, where people who fucking back Bush are allowed. And then maybe, if you're one of these people who thinks you want to go over there and fucking cause some shit while we're bombing them, like them civilians in that fucking truck over there that they fucking bombed, and then you fucking come and tell me, after a bunch of fucking civilians in the street fucking firebomb this fucking truck and desecrate the bodies of the Americans, and you're gonna fucking tell me that we're giving them freedom and that they like the fact that we went over there and bombed them? You're a fucking retard. Later. They deserved it. Later. Hang them from the bridge, because they're the biggest idiots. Later.
Begin speaking at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or press pound for more options.